Paul Sweeney, lots of fine settlements in the last 48 hours. Like
a
billionaire, a billionaire, it begins to add up.
Begins to add up, exactly.
I'm going to really try to keep my opinion out of this because this is the student loan forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You want to stop a Christmas party?
Yes.
Bring that puppy up. Why don't you bring in Kimberly Robinson, who's going to step lightly through this, I'm sorry, emotional issue.
Exactly right. Kimberly Robinson, Bloomberg Law, Supreme Court reporter. So Kimberly, with the Supreme Court, it remains in session. They've been pretty busy so far, but you know, they just released their February calendar, and they're going to continue moving forward here. So as Tom was mentioning, one of the big issues is the legality of President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Can you kind of flesh that out for us? What are they looking at?
Well, sure. I'll try really hard not to ruin your party this morning, but the student loan forgiveness program is estimated to cost about $400 billion, and it would forgive up to $20,000 in federal student loans for individuals earning less than $125,000 a year. So that is going to be before the justices in February.
Is it before them politically, or is there a legal nuance here? I can't believe they're going to play politics at the Supreme Court. So what's the legal distinction that President Biden faces?
Well, you know, first off, the justices are going to have to determine whether or not the people who have brought these challenges are the correct ones. So we have some states here, some individual borrowers, and the justices are going to have to consider if those people can even bring a challenge in federal court. But if they do get to the merits, the question is going to be whether or not the president can put something like this huge $400 billion program into a statute that's very general. And we've seen, you know, the justices be very skeptical of the Biden administration when it tries to take really big policy moves and rely on general statutes. So, you know, I suspect the justices will be pretty skeptical of this one, too.
Is that a conservative angle of a conservative majority? Is that sort of everybody's on board? Wow, that's a big number. $400 kajillion is a large number.
It doesn't really seem to have a political bend to it, but we have seen the justices come down 6-3 in these cases. And so it has been seen as a political decision oftentimes by the justices. And it'll be hard for them to avoid that one here.
And I also know they're also on the docket is liability for social media companies for speech by third parties. And, you know, the social media companies have certainly been in the news along with Twitter and Elon Musk. So what's really the issue here?
Well, the issue here could possibly be less ideological than the Biden student loan forgiveness program. And what the justices are going to be looking at are the protections that social media platforms have generally enjoyed whenever, you know, third parties have posted content. We're going to see really how far these social media companies can stretch those activities to still enjoy the liability protections that they currently have.
Because the social media companies, are they simply arguing that, hey, it's not our content, it's our users' content, so we can't be held liable. Is that kind of the argument?
That's exactly the argument. And then, you know, the question is going to be, well, how far can they go to promote those third-party ideas, those third-party content, and still sort of be, you know, considered not to be liable?
When do we hear, when do we get announcements and when do we start hearing about some of these cases and the rulings? What's the timing?
Well, typically these really big controversial cases we don't hear about until the end of June. The court has been off to a really slow start. Typically we would have seen some opinions by now, but we don't. And so I suspect that a lot of these things are going to be pushed back to the very end of the term.
Is student loan forgiveness considered a big case? Is that like have the attention of you, Greg Storr, and everyone else?
Student loan forgiveness, I think, is considered one of these big cases, but it's getting harder and harder to catch the attention of court watchers with what's been on the docket. You know, we've already had affirmative action, voting rights, the latest clash between LGBTQ and religious rights.
Yeah.
So it's getting harder and harder to notice these cases.
Kimberly, thank you so much. Kimberly Robinson, a brief there in student loan forgiveness.